Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Baby boomers are defined as the generation born between 1946 and 1964. Today, baby boomers range between 74 and 81 million Americans. At one time, they were considered the wealthiest, most active, and most physically fit generation. But no more. As they got older, many became out of shape and are now fighting the battle of the bulges. Our special guest today is Elaine LaLanne, the wife of the late fitness legend Jack LaLanne. Elaine LaLanne, known as the First Lady of Fitness, now at almost 94 years of age, is as dynamic and energetic as ever. Today, Elaine LaLanne is on a special mission to help baby boomers get back into shape and to get healthy again. Elaine is the co-author of a new book that she wrote with fitness expert Jamie Brenkus. The title, If You Want to Live, Move, Putting the Boom Back into Boomers. We will talk with Elaine LaLanne on how to keep fit and healthy at any age. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest news and research affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Eating blueberries may improve blood pressure and arterial stiffness. In an 8-week randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial, the gold standard for a study design, researchers from Florida State University recruited 48 postmenopausal women with pre- or stage 1 hypertension to consume either 22 grams of freeze-dried blueberry powder, which equates to 1 cup of fresh blueberries, or an equal amount of placebo powder. The two different powders were similar in calories, fat, carbohydrates, and taste. However, the blueberry powder naturally included additional nutrients such as fiber, vitamin C, potassium, and anthocyanins and polyphenolics, powerful phytochemicals with health-promoting antioxidant properties. Participants were asked to take half of the powdered mixed with water in the morning and drink the second half of the mixture in the evening. Among the 40 women who completed the study, women on the blueberry regimen saw an average 5.1% drop in systolic blood pressure and a 6.3% decrease in diastolic blood pressure, while the women given the placebo had no significant blood pressure changes. Women receiving blueberries also showed significant 6.5% reduction in arterial stiffness, measured by what is called the brachial ankle pulse wave velocity, a technology that measures how fast a pulse wave travels through an arterial wall. The faster the wave, the stiffer the wall. Researchers propose that these changes were in part thanks to the increased levels of nitric oxide, which is produced in the inner layer of blood vessels and plays a role in blood pressure regulation and prevention of atherosclerosis and arterial stiffness. Well, plant-based diets are associated with lower risk of obesity. Plant-based, plant-forward, vegan, vegetable-centered, whatever you may call it, diets that bring vegetables to the center of the plate have been labeled as some of the hottest food trends for 2020. Finally, a trend that may help cut risk of obesity, which has also been on a steady rise. New research presented at the 2017 European Congress on Obesity in Porto, Portugal, found that people who ate a high-pro-vegetarian diet slashed obesity risk by almost half when compared to the least pro-vegetarians. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, what role does magnesium play in our body, and how do we get magnesium in our diet? Well, first of all, I want to mention that most Americans do not get enough magnesium. And without magnesium, the enzymes called kinases don't work very well. 30 or more of this type of enzyme have been discovered, and they aid the body with many processes, such as energy production, controlling blood pressure and cholesterol, and there's many other numerous things that magnesium does in the body that we don't have time to talk about right now. Now, how much magnesium do you need every day? Well, first of all, it's important to realize that 57% of the U.S. population does not meet the U.S. RDA for dietary intake of magnesium. Now, men need between 400 and 420 milligrams per day, and women need about 310 to 320 milligrams per day. Now, what whole plant foods contain the most magnesium? Well, green leafy vegetables, nuts, seeds, and beans. And some plant foods that are highest in magnesium include pumpkin seeds, soybeans, sesame seeds, Brazil nuts, yellow beans, lima beans, buckwheat, almonds, and also black beans are good sources of magnesium. You can also take magnesium in the form of supplements as well to make sure you're getting enough magnesium in your diet.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Elaine LaLanne, the wife of the late fitness legend, Jack LaLanne. Elaine is known as the First Lady of Fitness, and at almost 94 years of age, Elaine is as dynamic and energetic as ever. She's a real testimony of what health and fitness can do for you, even in your golden years, even later on in life. And Elaine has written a brand new book. It's called If You Want to Live, Move, Putting the Boom Back into Boomers. She co-authored the book with Jamie Brinkus, who is a fitness expert as well. And we want to thank you, Elaine, for being with us today. Thank you for being on Health and Longevity.
Oh my goodness, John, it's always good to be on your program, and I'm just thrilled to be with you at this time of the year, okay?
Yes, well, you know, you've been doing a lot. Maybe you could give us an update. It's been a while since we had you on the program. What have you been up to? I know one thing you've been up to. A few weeks ago, we were at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and you were one of the speakers for our Brain Health and Anti-Aging Longevity Seminar, and I want to thank you again for being one of our speakers. People just loved you, and you did a great job.
Well, I love to talk, and I mean, Jack says, my wife likes to run. She likes to run off at the mouth and run up my bills.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a wonderful, you put on a wonderful presentation, and I love to see Dr. Murad and all of the speakers, and it was great.
And
it was about Alzheimer's. And the day before that, you know, I was down in Los Angeles with Marie Shriver for the Alzheimer's event.
Yes.
And that was
Equinox.
Equinox. That place is, I never saw anything so big in all my life, so large. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, so, I understand some of their health clubs are quite elaborate.
Yeah. Well, I gave a little pep talk there at Maria Shriver's Move for Minds Alzheimer's fundraiser event. was called Move for Mind. And you know, my new book is called If You Want to Live, Move. Back in the Boomers.
That's right. So we're going to talk about that. And yeah, actually, a lot of the baby boomers today need to think about Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
They're getting older. And unfortunately, the lifestyle, as you point out in the book, for those that are baby boomers, you know, at one time they said the baby boomer generation was more active and more physically fit. And then
I was going to say that. They were the physically fit. They were gung-ho. But now they're just the opposite. They're going down the tubes.
That's right. And we got
to get them in shape again.
We got to get them in shape. And that's what your book is all about. I want to mention it's called If You Want to Live, Move, Putting the Boom Back into Boomers.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. If you just look up Elaine Lalane Books, I did it with Jamie Brinkus, the 8-minute ab guy. He's at the end of the boomer, and I'm ahead of the boomer department. But anyway, you can get it on Amazon. But I did it, you know, every year at the IDEA World Convention. This year was my 8th or 9th year giving out the Jack LaLanne Award to someone who has inspired the world of fitness. And I gave the 2019 award to James Blahnik. He's a senior director of fitness for technologies at Apple and Apple Watch. But I've given it to Jane Fonda. I've given it to Zumba. I've given it to the Diane Nyad, who swam from Cuba to Florida.
Right.
So I do that every year. We don't have somebody for next year. But next year, I'm launching another book, and that's going to be called Pride and Discipline, The Legacy of Jack LaLanne in His Own Words. We're going to take things, excerpts in his own words. But that's coming out. We can do another thing on that on coming out next year, maybe, if you so desire.
You're doing a lot of things and going to a lot of these conferences and conventions and presenting awards and speaking, and that's great. So you're carrying on. You are the first lady of fitness.
I don't know about that. Well, Mark Wahlberg invited me to join him and his friend Mario Lopez, along with his enthusiastic group at Mark's F45 workout studio in Encino. Now, F45 is a 45-minute workout, and then you just you get different things and then rest a couple minutes, a few seconds, and then you go into the next one. So I came out pretty good.
Yeah.
And then this year I went to, Arnold Schwarzenegger's best buddy, Frank from Colombo, passed away. And so I saw a lot of my old friends there. It's a heck of a way to see old friends.
Right.
But anyway, that was at the memorial. And then, of course, I gave that little pep talk at Maria Shriver's Move for Minds. And then, of course, Air Force One was one. Oh, my gosh. It was so exciting to see the Reagan Museum and Library. Oh, wow. That was just dynamite. So
yes, and at Air Force One, seven presidents used that. And in fact, it was President Nixon's airplane at first, and then George W. Bush used it. And it is housed at the Reagan Library, the only presidential library that has an Air Force One.
Well, I'll tell you, it is something to see, and I can't believe how they got it in there. And I understand they built the walls, and then they left one wall open so they can put it in there. Is that how it happened?
That's exactly how it happened. And and of course, Mrs. Reagan was there to, there as it went in there, a big ceremony. And, you provided a picture for, and I do some work with the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and educating people. I'm actually a docent over there. And you gave us a picture that we have in the archives now at the Reagan Library.
With Jack and Ronald Reagan,
Yes. And it was Governor Reagan then, right?
Yeah, right. And I think I was president or ball chairman or something of WAIF in 1967, maybe. I don't remember when, or 68, or when. I don't even remember the dates. But anyway, and I don't have Alzheimer's, but it's hard to remember dates. But it's a great picture, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And when Jack was 80 years old, Ronald Reagan wrote him a little note, and he said, "Welcome to the octogenarian club."
Right, for people 80 and above. That's right. Well, Elaine, you know, the baby boomers are now getting older, and I have to admit that I just turned 65 a few days ago, and I've signed up for Medicare already, and I can't believe it. But, you know, I swim a mile every day, and I work out at the gym at my local Gold Gym. And by the way, I can tell you, there's not every time I go and work out in the gym, there are some moments that I think about Jack.
Yes.
He invented
the first leg extension machine. He invented the first wall pulleys. He invented the first, the squat machine, which is now called the Smith machine. He invented a lot of that equipment, and the concepts are used all over nowadays.
That's right.
And he never patented any of that stuff.
Well,
I have the originals.
When I was a graduate student at Loma Linda University, and my daughter, by the way, is there now studying nutrition and,
yes,
and dietetics. But when I was there, they opened a Jack Delane European Health Spa over in San Bernardino, which is across the freeway from Loma Linda. And I joined. That was the first gym that I joined.
Yeah. I've known you since that, about that time, John.
Yes.
It just seems like yesterday. And of course, the older you get, I find myself saying, oh, it's just like yesterday.
I know, you know, exactly, that's right. And I was honored at one time, and I still got to find that video sometime, we'll try to work on that, is that I was on the show and exercise with you and Jack, and there's other
that's
people.
That's right. That was in the 80s, yeah.
Yes, that was one of the highlights of my life. I'm really concerned about the baby boomers as you are today because, you know, in today's lifestyle, well, just tell us, what's going on with the baby boomers?
Well, I think they've just given up, not given up, but they've, a lot of the baby boomers, they've lived their lives pretty nice now, and they're living on their laurels. You can't live on your laurels when you, as fitness laurels, that is, when you get older, because you brush your teeth every day. You tie your shoes or you put your shoes on every day. You take a shower. I mean, so you have to take care of your body in the same way. So I always like to think about it when I get up in the morning. I think, well, I've got to do something to earn the right to feel good, because you have to earn a living. You have to earn everything that you do in life. But and so if you want to be in shape, and you have to earn it and you have to work at it. So it's not that you can do. In our book, we talk about 8 minutes a day. We have three parts to our book. We share fitness secrets, inspirational tips, stories about our lives. And we show that when you plant a seed in your life's garden, your river of life, your bloodstream flows with boundless energy. You know? So
yeah,
now
yeah.
Think of your bloodstream as your river of life. And that's what you put in your body is going through your bloodstream. And there are three parts to it. Renewed. Don't be a used up. Forget about the past. It's never too late to begin again. Don't try to be so perfect. Check out our 80% plan. We have an 80%. You know, if you don't have to be perfect every day of your life. So you go off and have a little piece of cake or whatever. But it's what you do some of the time that counts, as Jack said. It's not what you do all of the time. It's what you do most of the time. So
right.
Then we have a part in that reshape. We take the tape measure test. We have you take measure test. We only ask for 8 minutes to start. 8 minutes a day. When you think about 8 minutes, it goes like that. So we have this reshape plan, and we have 5 days of 8 timeless health exercises, including strength aerobics and fast fitness and fitness fusion and chair and floor exercises too. And only 8 minutes a day, we just ask for. And then we have the third part is refuel. Moderation is the key. When I first met Jack, he said, if you do everything in moderation, you cannot go wrong. And I loved in the refuel department, I love Jamie's eyeball method of portion power. In other words, you're so much to eat. And it's kind of interesting. I love that concept. And in other words, it just 8 minutes a day, you'll find easy, effective ways to deal with your life. So moderation is I say, the key. And at the end of the book, a lot of people ask me questions about how I met Jack and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And So I have a synopsis of, I didn't put it in the front of the book because it's pretty long and I've got pictures of me on television. I tell them how I met Jack and I had him on as an interview on my hour and a half show in San Francisco. And that was in the 1950. And then 1951, he started his show on KGO TV. So I have a lot of pictures in the back. And then I've got him lecturing, carrying a bunch of fat, you know. If you go to the butcher shop and get 3 pounds of fat and you put it on, just stick it around your body, you know, it's
right.
Kind of ugly and it gives
it
you
is.
Kind of, and so it's a wake up call when you see 5 pounds of fat or 3 pounds of fat.
It is.
So,
I hate to say it, but when I was teaching classes at Castle Medical Center in Hawaii, I actually asked the pathologist, now this sounds gross,
yeah.
But you know, when he did an autopsy, he actually put 5 pounds of human fat in a jar for me.
Yeah.
And I had it in formaldehyde, and I would show that. And I'm going to tell you, everyone that would look at that, it really grossed them out. And it was motivational for
me. Oh, I know it is. In the book, I have this picture of Jack. He's lecturing, and he's got this fat in his hand, and he's like, he's bending over and kind of showing the audience, you know, and it's just incredible. So, but you know, Jack always said, if you put live, vital food in your body, you're going to feel live and vital. Inactive, and you put dead food in your body, you'll feel lifeless and suffer from, as he used to say, pooped outitis.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we go through all of that in the book. And I think that everybody that's read it, they said that they love it. And it's at Amazon because it's on... you know, the books that you can read on.
Yeah, let the listeners know. So now, again, the name of the book is If You Want to Live, Move, Putting the Boom Back into Boomers. So now you can order it on Amazon. Now you have a website, too. Can you order it through that?
I have it on my website, right, info@jacklelane.com. But it's easy from Amazon, too, you know, so.
Okay.
Either way, but
tell me a little bit about Jamie Brentkus. I don't know much about him, and he's your co-author in this book.
Yes, Jamie is a he did the 8-minute abs. He's a physical fitness advocate, and he studied kinesiology, and he's a big fan of Jack's. And Forbes Riley writes she's got a fantastic beginning in the book. That's the foreword, you know.
Yes, Forbes Riley was the host of your infomercial when you were doing
right.
Jack LaLanne juicer infomercials.
Yeah, right. So Jamie he's an exercise psychologist and he's doing physiologist rather, and so he's been doing this since early, I guess, the late 70s or early 80s, and he had this idea that he wanted to do this book on boomers. And so it wet my whistle because he had called my agent and I think it's a great idea. I went for it right away. And especially when you talk about the boomers, you know.
Right. You know, throughout the book, I see pictures of you demonstrating different exercises. I see pictures of
Jack
doing exercises and even some pictures of Jack showing some things there too.
Right. So, and you can go on Jamie, if you look him up, Jamie Brentkus, Brenkus, you can find his bio, and he's got a lot of energy, and he's working with different, like the Villages, and he's working with Del Webb, and he's got a dynamic personality. He's kind of like Jack, you know, he's got that kind of personality.
Yeah.
So if you look him up, Jamie, and then it's Brenkus.
Now, and so you baby boomers out there have got to get this book and make it part of your library because it's a complete program. It's got exercises. There's a whole section on nutrition, and there's some great tasting healthy recipes in there. And it's a full program for any baby boomer that wants to get back into health and get that boom back, as you say.
You know, and you don't even have to be a boomer either. You know, if you just want to get back in shape, then you don't have to decide you have to be a boomer. You know, when I wrote my first book, Fitness After 50, Jack, neither one of us, they wanted to target it. You know, it was the publisher wanted to target it to over 50 people. But Jack always felt, don't put people in pigeonholes. Exercise is exercise. So I don't want to put anybody in a pigeonhole. So if you're not a baby boomer yet and you want to get in shape, it's still good for you.
Well, Lane, we got a couple more minutes left in the program. So give us some information and some inspiration and about those listening to get back on this program. This show is going to air at the beginning of 2020. So it's a great time to add 2020 to getting into the health and fitness, isn't it?
Right. And it's never too late to start. You know, your mind is a mind. It all starts in the mind. And Jack always used to say, exercise is king, nutrition's queen, put them together and you've got a kingdom. You know, you remember your river of life, your bloodstream, and you got to get a goal and strong your drive to reach that goal. And it's not what you do some of the time that counts, it's what you do most of the time that counts. And remember, your waistline is your lifeline. So, and be flexible in life, go through life with blinders on, open up those eyes and take in everything. And remember to have high self-esteem for yourself. Believe in yourself. Have a good sense of humor and don't listen to fatalists.
That's right. Be a positive thinker. Possibility thinking, right?
Yeah, that's right. So that's my New Year's resolution to everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Elaine, for being on the program today. And we wish you the best of success as you continue spreading the word about health and fitness and also carrying on the legacy of the true legend in health and fitness, your husband, Jack Elaine. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. You keep up the great work. And 94 is coming soon.
Oh, in March, I'll be 94, right? And I'm still working along pretty good.
So,
you just saw me.
So I want to do a special program when you're 100. So that'll be 6 years after that. So we got to start planning that.
I'm taking each year at a time.
Okay. Thank you so much. And God bless you. And keep up the great work. Thank you.
You're great. Thank you.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.